من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم أنفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله this week we will look at سورة البقرة آيات 15 to 18. We will begin with word translation. الله Allah. When Dhamma is on the ending Ha of Allah, it means Allah did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fa'il, that means the doer. Yastahzi'u. So yastahzi'u mocks. So when it said Allahu yastahzi'u, Allah mocks. Be him. We should know the meaning of be, as in Bismillah. It means with or at. Him, them. Wa, and yamudduhum. Ya indicates the plural, them. Mudduhum. The root is mim dal dal, as we see in the word. Dal has a shadda and it means two dals. So what is mad? If we think in terms of the rules of recitation, one does a mad when they have to stretch. So here, mad is the root word, indicates prolonging. Him, them. So yamudduhum, so prolongs them, meaning giving respite to them. It has another meaning. It means helping. Mim dal dal. Fi in. Tughyanihim. The word is from Tughyan, which means crossing barriers or limits. So when one crosses barriers or limits, it's transgressing. So, طغيانهم, their transgression. يعمهون, from أعمها. Yeah, in the beginning, we should know already what it means, and the واو نون, both indicate plural, they. And أعمها, there is a word, أميون, which means blind. As we will learn in the future lessons, that this is a blindness of sight and eyes. So amiha means being blind. And this blindness is blindness of insight within a person. So the eyes of the heart are blind. And they don't recognize or see the truth. And the person wanders blindly. So this is a blindness of the intellect. And the person cannot see the right and wrong. They have no inner sense. So they are in fact deprived of insight. Ula'ika means those who. This comes for, it's called ishara ba'id, indicating a something distant. Alladhina, the ones who or those who. Ishtarawu, from the root word shin ra'ya. There are two words that derive from this root. Ishtira, yashtari, which means buying. And shara, yashri, means selling. So those who bought. The waw alif at the end indicates the plural. Al-dhalalata. Al is the. Dhalala is the straying. So, al-dhalalata, the straying. Or the misguidance. Bilhuda. The B in the beginning. We learned the various meanings of the letter B. First, we learned in Bismillah, which means with the name of Allah. Then we learned another meaning, because of, as in bima kanu yaksibun in ayah 10, which means because of what they belied. Now here it says bilhuda, and we learn its third meaning here, which means in exchange of. So bilhuda, in exchange of guidance. Hadalia is the root word and it means guidance. Fama, so not. Rabihat, the root word is ra da ha, as in riba, rabaha, rabiha. Its meaning is close to its various forms. As we know the word riba, it means interest. So what happens in riba? A person increases his monetary investment or benefit. So what is rabiha? Is gaining benefit. An interesting thing to note is that riba is haram, means of earning, while rabiha is the allowable benefit. So rabihat means profited. Tijaratuhum. If we first look at hum, this is a pronoun, and as we say, his bag, his trade. So hum here means theirs. And tijarata means trading. So tijaratuhum, their commerce or trade. What if it was said tijaratihim? It would mean one's own trade. Also, we learn that if hum is attached to a noun, it means theirs. Wama, and not. Kanu, they were. Muhtadin. Muhtadin is a noun, as muslimin, mufsidin, muttaqin. So muhtadin, and it means ones who are guided. Mathaluhum, hum means theirs, as we just mentioned, it's a pronoun. And mathalu means example. So mathaluhum, their example. Ka mathali, ka, in the beginning, indicates like, as we use for like and as. Mathali, again, example. So kabathali, like example. Alladhi, alladhi is a singular for alladhina, which we learned already, means ones who, or those who. So alladhi means one who. Istawqada, its root is waw, qaf, dal. Wakud, which means to kindle a flame, to light up. So istawqada, meaning to kindle a fire, lighting up. And this is a new word, so please underline. Naran, a fire. As we say, azab an-nar, Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. So we've heard of this word before, naran, which means a fire. Falamma, fa, it could mean so or then. Here it's indicated as then. Lamma, when. So falamma, then when. Adaa'at, ta ending is for feminine and is referring to the fire, which is a feminine word. So, and the fire is illuminated. Adaa'at is also a feminine word. So the root is dad waw hamza, and it means light or to kindle or illuminate. So adaa'at, it illuminated. Ma hawlahu. Ma is a separate word, means what. Hawlahu. The root is ha waw lam, which means hawl. And it's a similar word that exists in Urdu, means ma hawl, meaning surroundings. So hawlahu was around. Who indicates him, which is a singular masculine. So together, ma hawlahu, his surroundings. Dhahaba means going. But when it comes with a ba attached to a word later in the sentence, it means taking away. So instead of going, it refers to taking away. So the ba means with. So when you go with it, it means taking it away. Allahu. Here again we see dhamma on Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the doer. So Allah took away. Bi nurihim. Nur means light. Him, theirs. So bi nurihim, with their light. Wa tarakahum. Wa and taraka means to leave. Hum means them. So wa tarakahum and left them. Fi in zulumatin is a plural for darkness. La not yubsirun. Ya is for third person, as we know. Wow noon, they, pronoun. The root word is ba sadra, which means seeing, and this is a verb. So yubsirun, they see. Summun, plural of alfam, that means deaf. Bukmun, plural of abukum, means dumb. Dumb means those who cannot speak. Omyun is a plural of ama, which means blind. Fahum, so they, la, not. Yarujiun. So now we should know what the ya in the beginning indicates and wow noon at the end means. So yubsirun with the root word of ra jim ain, raja'a, which means to return. So yarujiun, they return. Alhamdulillah. This completes our word translation. So when you try to listen to the recitation, see how much you understand from what we have learned so far. Inshallah.